You're listening to the Southwest Tech Daily podcast with Robert Hillier and Fayaza Khan.
Hello and welcome to our podcast formerly known as Tribe Tech.
Yeah, we tried a few names on for size, a symbol, an emoji, a sound.
Just a honking horn.
But we decided to go with Southwest Tech Daily, since we're already part of the best tech website in the region.
And if you haven't listened before, or indeed if you have listened before, I'm Robert Hillier, and my co-host and sometimes wife is Fayaza Khan.
Okay, sometimes... Anyway, don't tell people everything about us, they don't need to know everything.
Okay, just explain some of the bickering complaints about my...
Okay, we're going to discuss this later. In the meantime, let's talk about the best event of the year and thankfully a COVID-free space, the Tech Southwest Awards.
Yes, another fantastic event, already dubbed the best awards ceremony in the UK, and what a venue in my home city of Plymouth.
I absolutely loved the Market Hall, and the Astley Media guys did a fabulous job sorting it all out with Bishop Fleming as headline sponsors.
It wasn't just people going on stage to have their picture taken and hold an award in the air, although it was that, but there was so much else besides.
The sponsors, Ashford, had organised a games room, The Cube, Navos were doing something next to us. I don't know what, sorry.
We were too busy to look, but there were goodie bags and it looked like fun. There were soft furnishings and goodie bags, so it was obviously fun.
It looked like a lot of fun.
There was also a film showing at the Immersive Dome. It's the only one of its kind in Europe.
Oh my god, that was my favourite one. That was my favourite thing to go to.
Yeah, so imagine like an IMAX, but wrapped around you in 360, and then being shown a film of going into space. It's that kind of thing, but you have to really go and try it out to appreciate it.
It was immersive theatre at its best. I mean, did you feel a bit dizzy when you did it?
Only the Welsh parkour.
Oh yeah.
That's if that's the best way of describing that. But on to the awards. And this year, Southwest Tech Daily sponsored an award. It was the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Excellent place to start. Some really worthy names on the list. Rob Bosworth from Exeter College, who we've had on the show before.
We have. There was another friend of the show, Zara Nanu from Gap Square, who's dedicated herself to better, fairer pay for women.
Greville Commons was also on the list, a stalwart of tech in the region. We need to get him on the show, actually.
Yeah, all of their profiles are on the Southwest Tech Daily website if you want to find out exactly what they've done to be nominated for such a prestigious award as the Lifetime Achievement.
The winner was Mike Barrett. Sadly, Mike couldn't make it, but his Software Cornwall team were there, and we spoke to them about the work they've been doing.
Yeah, and here's Robert Wiltshire talking about Software Cornwall School's visit, which promote tech in the classroom.
Some agencies have been doing virtual visits, where, you know, been doing like a Zoom call into the school with various people. But the beauty now is, of course, we don't have to be local. We can be from anywhere around the country. So a couple of times I did a call into a primary school with a pilot from the RAF who does the Queen's Flight. So sitting in, you know, not exactly side by side, but on the same venue, same appearance with him was quite impressive. And hearing about his job role. But yeah, so I've done that. I've also switched our mission to Mars that we won the award for here 2 years ago to virtual as well. So now that has opened up to students who can't come into our work experiences. So next summer, I hope to run it as a hybrid. So we actually have students in reality doing the Mission to Mars work experience and students virtually also side by side.
Robert Wiltshire from Software Cornwall. I also spoke to Lane Harris and Freddie Haywood from Singer Instruments. They won the Culture Award, but they're really doing some cool stuff in Watch It in Somerset.
Our robots go into scientific research labs and things like colony pickers, so it helps to automate that process from a manual process to an automation process, making it a lot quicker for scientists to get published and then get more funding and things like that. So it's accelerating science, basically.
So tell me about, why do you think you guys have won this award? Like, what did you say in your application to make you shine?
In my personal opinion, we won this award because culture is first and foremost of a lot of the things we do. Any success is celebrated, how great or small. The profit share for NERS schemes as well as surf policy. You know, if you're having a day where you're more effective working from home, there's absolute flexibility in doing so. And there's a lot of things go into the culture of singers, which I think is incredibly progressive.
I'll tell you who I enjoy talking to.
Who?
Devonport High School for Boys. I spoke to Claire Butler and Nick Berryman from the school. The school, the grammar school in Plymouth, which is amazingly forward-thinking, or today-thinking, some people might say, in the way that it integrates tech into their curriculum.
5 years ago, we had a bit of a vision about where we wanted to go in terms of a digital school to deliver digital education and make sure our students had the best outcomes. And what that meant was that we went serverless. We introduced a one-to-one Chromebook scheme, so every student's got a Chromebook. We got rid of all the traditional methods of IT, so we have no computer rooms. We've got flexible workspaces, but on top of that, we're an EdTech demonstrator school, and we go out and support and help schools in Plymouth and across the country. And so I guess that's where it's come from, really, isn't it? It's a vision that we kind of had 5 years ago.
And do you feel it's as there's a potentially a long interview here, which we might have to come and do separately.
Sure.
But do you feel it's almost introducing real life into education for our young people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's been at the forefront of us for all this time. We've got a very forward-thinking leadership team. And, you know, we realise that the boys and the girls that we educate have to leave into a world that perhaps we didn't have when we were at school. And we need to provide and give them the best education. But beyond that, we're taking it out to everybody across the Southwest and further than that to show you what can actually be done when you're not kind of stuck in old ways, and you can look to see how the future and stuff like this can actually inspire you to move forward with that.
And what impact is it having? What changes are you seeing in your pupils?
Well, I guess the main thing from the pupils' point of view is we're seeing pupils going into sectors that they never would have gone before. So we've got alumni now at Facebook, we've got alumni that's gone into tech startups that generally before would never have thought about doing that. And I guess that's come from the fact that we're not only just teaching them about what is tech, we're showing them what the real world needs. And we're also kind of getting them ready for jobs that probably don't exist now, but once they leave school, it opens their eyes up to create something new that they want to go into the tech sector.
Claire Butler and Nick Berryman from DHS, who won the Education Award. Now, I really love speaking to the people from Pixelytics. They work with satellites to collect environmental data. They're also a husband and wife team, which I like. And here's the boss, Samantha Lavender.
We won the Future Tech Award.
Why do you win that award? Why do you think?
It's used by big and small organisations all over the globe, really. So most people know about it because they've used Google Earth to look at their house or their car. But actually, that's not just imagery, that's actually data.
Yeah.
So we derive quantitative information from that. So we have had projects looking at agriculture in Colombia, sustainable sand in Kenya, marine plastics in Indonesia. The great thing about satellites is they see the whole globe.
Yeah, exactly. And what are you most proud of from the information that you've gathered?
The actual engagement with people on the ground. So they've maybe heard a bit about satellites, but they've never thought it was something they could use, and getting people really enthused about it. And actually, if you've got a computer, anyone can do some basic work with the data.
Samantha Lavender from Pixelytics, who won the Future Tech Award. I spoke to Catherine White from Spatial Quotient.
To me, it's always been the passion for helping both patients and the staff who've worked so hard for us through COVID. So we monitor movement of people in hospitals to make sure more patients get seen, wait times are lower, and fewer people are on the waiting lists waiting for key surgeries. So
how are you seeing the demand for what you do grow and change as people become more aware of what's on offer?
Well, with COVID, there was an increase in where our real-time location system that we use can be used for distancing tracking. So we developed some new algorithms for looking at social distancing. But also we're seeing hospitals in general embrace more data and want to understand what's going on using data rather than guesswork. And so there's a lot more interest in starting to embed technology and AI into the healthcare system.
Catherine White from Spatial Quotient, they won the Health Tech Award. Now, let's hear from Lucy Beck, a fellow South African, the founder of A to Z Cloud. They won the Tech Company of the Year for under £5 million. We asked her what made the judges choose her company.
I hope it was because we are a really strong, highly diverse team that really believe in what we're doing. I don't want to play the feminine card, but yeah, we were an aged woman leading the company. That's no bad thing. And we grew 97% last year, which was pretty amazing.
Yes, it was pretty amazing, Lucy Beck. Wow. I feel terrible that we can't include everyone's full interviews. It was all so interesting.
It was, but do you know who else was a great chat that I enjoyed?
Who?
The guys from Arc Marine. They won 2 out of the 3 awards they were nominated for.
Yeah, they got the Innovation Award and the Marine Tech Award.
Yeah, and we spoke to marine scientist James Murphy and oceanographer Sam Hickling.
Oh, yes. I was on the judging panel for one of their awards. It was a very impressive report that they put forward.
Yes, and they create concrete type blocks to help coral reefs grow.
Yeah, and it's all sustainable. And if I remember rightly, they're completely carbon neutral, zero carbon. Here's James Murphy.
As well as building in nature-inclusive design into all of the marine developments that are going on, such as wind turbines, with the growth of offshore wind, it's a massive potential, coastal defence, seafood production, because a lot of our reef areas actually enhance and increase commercial fish stocks, like the European lobster, brown crab. We get a lot of cod. And juvenile fish species laying their eggs in and around the reef systems. And we're really looking to try and better the ocean and leave a positive legacy for centuries to come.
And you're still such a young company, aren't you? How quickly has all this happened from when you first began to do this?
So, from starting off as a group of concerned divers, we wanted to build our first reef, and the main issue was finding somebody to pay for it. So we designed our reef cube to have a primary function where it benefits the developer or the customer, but then the secondary function is the reef effect that comes along with it. So that's why things like coastal defence, we can defend our coastline from surging storms and increasing erratic weather patterns, but also in areas such as wind farms where they aren't as trawled and aren't as fished as much. We can actually make them into small conservation areas where you're producing fish and bettering the area.
My name's Sam Hickling.
Arc Marine?
Yes.
Your second award?
Yeah, awesome.
What the heck's going on?
I know, it's great. I don't know, we're on a roll. Well, we didn't win our third award, unfortunately. But oh. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you at all. You've won two, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned there are a few companies doing what you guys do, but the net zero is something that's quite unique.
Yes.
Why is that? Why is it such a big deal?
Cement is a major issue for the environment because it produces huge amounts of carbon emissions in the process to make the cement. And that's something that other companies that make artificial reefs or try and do ecological engineering in the marine environment are kind of ignoring at the moment, because it's quite a difficult thing to overcome in terms of the design of the material. You have to use a bunch of weird chemicals and do a fair amount of complicated chemistry to solve the problem. But because we're like a really small agile team and we've made the manufacturing ourselves from the bottom up, we've had the opportunity to kind of figure it out ourselves.
Is it expensive as well to do?
Yeah, so that's another thing that puts people off, is that it's like it has the potential to be quite a bit more expensive, but you can whittle it down. We're getting to the point now where we're going to be potentially cheaper than cement-based concrete, maybe. The good thing about it is that like it's constantly progressing. There's always room for improvement in the material design, which makes it quite exciting.
And that was Sam Hickling from Arc Marine, and before him was James Murphy. That's really impressive stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very noteworthy, I would say. And I also feel like, despite trying to get everyone in on this podcast, we still seem to have missed out on putting so many great companies on. I've already spoken to Martin Barnes, who was the... who's like a startup entrepreneur extraordinaire, and he was also the host for the
He's
night.
He's a pitch specialist, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Your startup pitches to the best effect.
Yeah, and actually he keeps inviting me on LinkedIn and I keep meaning to attend and then don't, and I really, really want to attend one of his events. And also I spoke to Richard Godfrey, who's like the loveliest man ever. And he won the Tech Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And
he's from Rocket Makers, just to remind everybody.
Yes, and so even though Singer Instruments were the Workplace Culture Award winners, Rocket Makers were actually highly commended. And I remember before they had actually won the Workplace Culture Award. And we'd spoken to loads of people who were working with Richard and they just said he's the best boss ever. So we just looked for jobs with him, didn't we? But he didn't give us any.
No, no, he wants people with actual skills and knowledge.
Damn it.
If anybody else does want to be on the podcast, the podcast, that's our alternative table tennis podcast that we do. There's a niche audience, but it's going well.
Oh my God.
If you want to be on the podcast as well as the podcast, because you have a story to tell, get in touch with me or Fiaza and we will do our best to squeeze you on.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing something innovative and you're in the Southwest, then there is really no excuse not to have your answer, please. But that is all we have time for today, sadly. But we will be back next month.
You will be. Remember to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications every time a new episode pongs up online.
Yep, and get in touch on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Southwest Tech Daily. We would love to hear from you.
That was the award special. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Southwest Tech Daily podcast with Robert Hillier and Fayaza Khan.